The Lord is our help and our shield. These Wells Military Services devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for our military personnel and their families.
We listen to the words recorded in the book of the prophet Micah, the 7th chapter, the 7th verse. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will heal me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. The title of the devotion is, Don't Gloat. The saying is, it's not over till it's over. It's a phrase Christians may want to keep in mind. On any given day, the picture of the Christian and the entire Holy Christian Church might look quite bleak. We hear the number of Christians in the world is a shrinking minority. The credibility of some Christian leaders has taken a hit. Sometimes the headlines about a specific group of Christians make us shudder. We are struck by the apparent success of religious groups that reject the living God and worship something of their own making. A follower of Islam recently belittled Christian churches for shamelessly advertising to attract people to their place of worship. He said, they join businesses in competing for customers who will bring in money. Islamic mosques do not advertise. They don't compete with one another. Yet worshipers seem to flock in. Christian churches with their worship of a Jewish God cannot compare to those who kneel before Allah, they assert. The professed atheist raises a similar charge against Christians. Why do you deny science? We are asked. Science has proven there is no need for a divine being. Nature has evolved to the high level we see today without any outside help. Morality is whatever becomes acceptable or unacceptable to the influential group the person is part of. The scoreboard appears to show Christians 1, non-Christians 99. It appears to be a blowout. But on the battleground of life, it's not over till it's over. The people of God have appeared to be on the losing side of life since the beginning. Their story is one of tragedy, from the murder of faithful Abel to heartsick Abraham to executed Jesus to the Christian who is losing the battle for his life today. Losers, the world says. Winners, decrees the one who holds life and death in his hands. About Abel, we hear, by faith he was commended as a righteous man, and by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. Hebrews 11:4. About Abraham, we hear, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. 11 verse 12. About Jesus, the angel reported, he is risen. He is not here. See the place where they lay him. Mark 16, 6. And what about the Christian taking his last breath today? The words of Jesus to the thief on the cross will be repeated. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. The Holy Spirit says of those who are destitute, persecuted, and mistreated because of their faith in the Lord God, "The world was not worthy of them." Hebrews 11:38. When it is all over, the King will say to those who serve him, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." Matthew 26:34. So, how will it go for us? What will we say when the darkness of failure engulfs us, when an unbelieving world mocks us? The prophet Micah has taught us the words, "But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." To our spiritual adversaries, we say, "It's not over till it's over. And when it's over, you will envy me. So don't gloat." We pray, "Heavenly Father, sometimes the picture we see on earth is one of weakness and failure on the part of your church and its people. Remind us that not everything is as it seems. Open our eyes of faith to see your power and glory at work in us and around us. In the days of darkness, O Lord, you are our light. Amen."
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For additional devotions or to learn more about Wells Ministry to the Military, go to wells.net/military. Wherever the Lord leads you to serve Him, remember these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.